After my coming.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce. How may I assist you?
Hit me, you motherfucker. I'm sorry, I'm driving hard just about hit me in the rear. I called this morning concerning a fee that is pending to come out of my account, and they canceled it because I didn't know there was. I thought I filled out a survey and I paid the shipping and I was to get these cooking pots and pans, whatever.
Yes,
And she
ma'am.
said, well, then I was informed, no, that's just to enter the contest. Well, anyway, I didn't read anything about a contest. I read you fill out the survey, and you pay the shipping, and you get these pots and pans. And I read all the reviews, and all these people did that, and they received these pots and pans. So I did it. Well, now there's $68 or something dollars pending to come out of my account, and there's no money in my account to cover that.
Alrighty, may I start out by getting that zip code to see if I can locate this account, please, ma'am?
Okay. It's 28601.
286, you said 01?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just so upset about this because
I do thank you for
not
that.
What I read. I mean, it is not what I read. You know, I did the survey, and then, you know, I read all these things before I did the survey where these people received their, you know, they did the survey, they paid the shipping, they got their pots and pans. And then I see today that there's this $61 pending to come out of my account.
All righty. And what's your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Jane Johnson.
All righty. I do thank you for that. For security purposes, ma'am, could you please verify your address for me?
330 31st Avenue Northeast, Hickory, North Carolina, 28601.
I thank you for that information, ma'am. Give me 1 second to open up this account, okay?
She did say this morning that it would be a full refund of that amount, but it would be 3 to 5 business days. Well, it hasn't come out yet. Is there any way you can stop it? Because it's going to be, therefore, I'm going to get charged for non-sufficient funds.
Alrighty, I do see where you called in and this account was canceled, and she did go back and issue you a full refund to go back to your account. But no, ma'am, there, once she has refunded to you, it does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to your account.
But it has not come out of my account yet, and there's no money in there for it to take. That's what I'm saying. There's no money in there for it to take. Because I was not expecting that. I mean, I just checked my checking account this morning and I saw that on there and I thought, wait a minute. You know, there's no money in there to cover that. And that fee, that is not supposed to be there. Why is that there? And I thought, well, I better call and find out. And then she told me, oh, that $5 and whatever, that was to enter the contest. I didn't read anything about a contest. It was fill out the survey, and then you pay the shipping, and you get the pots and pans. And all these people on the review had done the same thing, and they received their pots and pans. So I went ahead and did it. Well, and then that shows up this morning. And it's like, I'm screwed. So how can we stop that payment from trying to come out of my account?
We can't stop that payment, ma'am, because they have already gone ahead and billed for that payment. And when it shows up on ours, it seems like the payment has already gone through your financial institute.
It has not gone through. Because on my account, it says it's pending. So it has not gone through.
And when she canceled it and refunded back to you, what it is, when she canceled, like I said, on our end, it makes it seem like it has already gone through. When it was approved, that means from our point of view, it was already approved on our end where we did get the money from your account. on you is showing that it's pending to you.
But you haven't, because it's still pending. What little bit of money I have in there is still there. Because there's not enough money in there to cover that amount. So therefore, it will not come out because there's not enough to pay for it.
The only thing I can advise you to do is see if you can get in contact with your card holder or your financial institute. I know it is over the weekend to see has this already come out of your account, even though it's showing to you it's pending. There is nothing we can do, but she canceled it and she refunded. So what it's stating is once it comes out, it'll go right back to you.
Well, I'm calling the business about this because, you know, there was nothing about contest fee, nothing like that, that woman told me this morning. Nothing like what she told me this morning. Nowhere did I read anything about a contest. Nothing. Nothing. Nowhere.
Well, I do apologize for that, ma'am. We're just third-party call centers, so we don't know how vendors to post their stuff online. We have no control over that. All we do is assist them once you actually open up an account or you've made an order.
Well, it's a complete scam, in my opinion, and I'm going to report it as a scam because it is a scam. It's what that is. So, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for that, but thank you for calling customer service, okay?
You may be hearing from my attorney as well. Just let your company manager know. Is there a supervisor there?
Yes, ma'am. More than happy to. Give me 1 second, and I'll be more than happy to transfer you, okay?
Thank you.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. I'm trying to message a supervisor so I can see if I can get someone to pick up the line.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty, I finally got someone to answer the call, ma'am, and I'm getting ready to transfer you. Again, I do apologize for that, and someone in the supervisor department will assist you, okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Have a great day.